All right, here we are, just days into what is going to be a long period of time where nothing is normal during this pandemic crisis. And so we're kind of looking around, beginning to discover how it's impacting different segments of the population. We talked with Pat Patterson just a week or so ago from BW Rock, the Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center, about how important it is for people in recovery to have a support system, to be social, to get out and see one another and have people to lean on. And now we're all isolated. And I just wonder what impact that's having. So I wanted to get Pat on the line with us this morning. Pat, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Explain a little bit about what these days are like for people in recovery.
Well, a lot's changed in the last week, Paul. I mean, the coronavirus has had a big impact on the recovery community. This came on quick, and we build an environment that we get real used to on going to support groups in the evenings or local events in the evenings. And right now we have no face-to-face support groups, no AA, no NA. No multi-pathway support groups. So we're being forced to do an online approach, which can be unfamiliar, not as engaging. BW Rock puts on a lot of events for those in recovery. That happens to be an outlet, a place where people can go and meet a network of friends that have, you know, maybe struggling with similar like-minded situations. And addiction being a disease of isolation, this coronavirus is real tough. It's a real tough situation right now. The restaurant business being forced to shut down. There's a lot of people in our world that happen to be servers and live paycheck to paycheck, and addiction doesn't stop, and the coronavirus doesn't discriminate, and neither does addiction. So they have one thing in common. But if there's any message I would like to get out there, it's one, to stay calm and use common sense best practices. This isn't a time to be a rebel. And if the people that know more about this than we do are suggesting that we don't attend groups of 10 or more people, we encourage that. We support our local leaders that, you know, provide us guidance, and we're here to let our people know that we encourage you to listen to that, and don't attend support groups if they're more than 10 people, or don't attend them at all, and especially if you're, you know, a little bit older. You know, those that have recovery housing, that's a whole another ball of wax, because sure, some of them have jobs and now they can't pay rent this week.
And I mean, it's like a 1-2 punch, Pat, because, you know, not only are people being isolated, but there's got to be an awful lot of anxiety that goes with this situation for anybody, and that includes people in recovery.
You're absolutely right, Paul. Much like many Americans, not just people in recovery, anxiety is just going through the roof with a lot of people. You know, and if there's anything I can say for the people that are in recovery or anybody, we are here. We are, our doors are open at BW Rock. And even if it's just to call for support or just to have a conversation because you've been isolating and been at home, feel free to give us a call. We are available. We are still open to meet one-on-one. We're not doing any group activities, but like many Americans, Paul, we have to make sacrifices. We are going to be faced with challenges where, you know, things are different than they were a week ago and 2 weeks ago. But we're all in this together. We can all make a difference. There are other area nonprofits that are very caring, and we want to partner together on this. We want to work together with the food drives and the food pantries and the clothing, anything that we can do. We are coming at this from a standpoint of, we just want to be helpful any way we can. And it doesn't just isolate itself to those people in recovery. This is our community, and we care about our community. We want to take care of ourselves so I can take care of my neighbor, so I can take care of this community. And that's really important to us.
No, it makes perfectly good sense. So you are still open, obviously not doing any group activities, but if somebody needs to get in touch with BW Rock, they can still do that, right?
They can still do that. We're taking every measure to help those that are in recovery and help our community during the coronavirus pandemic. You know, we will remain open and helping those struggling with addiction. You can contact us at 888-68-BW-ROCK, which is BWROC, or visit our website at bwrock.org. You know, we have a lot of online meetings. You can look at a list of online meetings on our Facebook page. They'll be posted within the next 2 hours on our website if you go to bwrock.org and click on resources. Our committee meetings, such as the Positive Impact Team, the Events Committee, those have all been canceled or postponed. But what we offer a list of things to do. This is a good opportunity to do things that I'm not used to. And this doesn't just apply for people in recovery. Our finances are different than they were 2 weeks ago. So maybe set up a new budget. Take the time that I have to sit at home and do daily meditation. Make a gratitude list. What are we grateful for today? And these are applications that apply to all of us.
You bet.
And they're real nice. Listen to podcasts, join a chat room, do online Bible study via the Bible app. That's a great app to use. And let's all, join the fight ourselves. Taking care of ourselves is taking care of our community and taking care of our neighbors.
Absolutely. Well said. Pat, hang in there. Best of luck to you and everybody at BW Rock and throughout the community. We really appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning.
No problem. Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.